ever want to just quit your business? I can hear you now. Well, duh, Anne, of course I do, at least sometimes. Yeah, I get it. There are those moments, aren't there? And yet, something keeps you going. Something keeps you trying. Something keeps you taking action. It keeps you holding on to the dream. So what is that something? I believe it is a dream that each one of us has, that has a hold of us and won't let go. For many, it is a dream of owning a business that brings you joy, the dream of having the freedom to create life on your own terms, to have abundance to share, and the time to spend with those you love. A dream of a life where you are contributing to the lives of others in a powerful way. Those are some powerful reasons why you would build a business such as this. Time, freedom, money, contribution. So let me ask you a question. Hang on. So let me ask you a question. If you're building your business, then do you know your why, your reason for building it? Here's why I ask. If you know your why, then that reason will sustain you through the how moments. You know those moments when you can't figure out how to do something big and you just want to say, that's it, I quit, I am out of here. I believe that if you allow yourself to experience the breakdown, the I want to quit moments, and know that on the other side of your breakdown is a breakthrough, then you'll actually move through that temptation to quit. You see, breakdowns and feeling like you want to quit are a normal part of building a business. They're just feelings. Feelings to move through, not to give in to. You can recover from the feelings, but you cannot recover from the quit. Because if you quit, then the next time you have a dream, and you will have another dream because we are dreaming beings, you will be more cynical and less believing about your ability to make that dream come true. And it will be twice as hard for you to keep going when you have breakdowns. So here's a little secret to help. Breakdowns are inevitable when you're creating a dream. This means that as you move through the breakdown and look for a resolution to the fear, you'll find it. And you'll get to the breakthrough much more quickly. Here's the coolest thing about this. Your clients and your potential clients need you to not quit. They need you to find your way through the maze. Because you finding your way will help them find their way later on. So go find your way, tab, do EFT, get help, find someone who can help you move through the feelings, and keep going. You'll be ever so glad you did. Bringing your spiritual gifts to the world in an abundant way is one of the most rewarding things you could possibly do. So go. Do what you came here to do. And celebrate that you are holding fast to that dream and that you have what you need to do to bring it into creation. You have what you need to do to bring it into creation. It just doesn't get any better than that. This is Reverend Anne Presswell of DivinelyIntuitiveBusiness.com. Now go get your divine on and have a wonderful day.